saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to The Shepard Ambellus Show.
Good morning, patriots and truth seekers. Listen, this is going to be a show in which has no unicorns, no rainbows, and no sunshine. This is the cold, hard truth. We're going to be going off of facts and reality. This is not the left-right paradigm, choose your favorite team, sports play. So, if you are vested into Donald Trump, you might just want to turn this show off right now, because we're just going to be going over something that is so out of place and so frightening that it literally would destroy the very fabric of America, and I would consider it a hostile takeover. So, you know, there's a lot of people talking about talking points and all of this stuff, but no one's going to really put out the covert agenda that goes on behind the scenes in the underground tunnels, the underground corridors, the sewers of the United States. And I want to say that today we are going to peel back the curtain, the nightmare that is unfolding right before our eyes. So, you know, let's start with something that should make your blood run cold. If you so much as scratch a Tesla, yes, a Tesla product, Elon Musk, shiny little electric toy, you can now be labeled as a domestic terrorist. It's not a misdemeanor charge. But if you scratch a Ford or someone's million-dollar artwork or something like that, you are not a terrorist. You're just committing a misdemeanor. If you rip down statues in cities and destroy entire cities, it's good. In fact, there's people there to bail you out in most cases. However, only this Tesla, which is essentially a government-sponsored product, if you think about it, Elon Musk gets $42 billion annually from the U.S. government, from U.S. taxpayer dollars, to be the front face for these countries that are bringing cameras to every street corner, down the roads, and cameras in every robot and AI and listening devices into all of your homes and getting rid of people ultimately. Now, being labeled a domestic terrorist for scratching a Tesla. Now, how does that seem like fair or right. That seems like something Hitler would do. Like, I've equated this to the Reichstag fire. It's like, okay, once they got that done, and they're all of a sudden you're a terrorist if you scratch a Tesla. Now if you harm a Tesla robot or whatever, it just keeps on going down the line. But then, you know, do you become a domestic terrorist when you talk and speak out about Tesla? Like, if you were to speak bad about the Tesla company, about how these lithium batteries are just charged by coal-fired power plants in most cases, and that you're paying something like $12 per gallon equivalent to charge that electric and drive around, and you think you're saving the world, but you're just costing yourself and everyone else a bunch of money and burning a bunch of extra resources. This is the stupidity of people that believe and suck up the propaganda that comes out of your federal government, and they send a front face like Elon Musk to look good and look great. And you know, if he ever gets confronted, he just does the autistic thing and says something weird and does some little woo-woo on stage, and then he just dips out of it. Okay? But it gets worse. See, it gets far worse. Sources are telling me that Donald Trump is gearing up to institute the death penalty for any American who dares speak out against the Jewish community. You heard that right. Open your mouth and share your opinion, and you could find yourself literally swinging from a rope in a public square with crowds cheering for your execution. And that's, if I mean, this is really unfathomable, and I'm going to go over all the proof of this, and we're going to play the clip right out of the horse's mouth that's been published on many news sources, but covered up. Actually, it's only been published in, you know, like PBS and stuff like that, and then covered up, essentially. And see, they've got it to where you're now speaking out is going to get you the death penalty or going against the grain. But if that's not enough, there's talk of, like, you know, I mean, like, people have been talking about internment camps for years and all this stuff. But now if you speak out against the Jewish community, and that would label you as anti-Semitic, even though the Jewish community is literally like during certain ceremonies, you know, basically during the Jewish circumcision ceremony, right? The Metzitzah, okay? You guys can go look this up. The New York City government, go to newyorkcity.gov and type in direct oral suctioning, Metzitzah. And it says, when a Jewish baby is circumcised, some ritual Jewish circumcisers do the practice called Metzitzah, where they use their mouth to suck blood away from the baby's circumcision. Now, they literally hold the baby up like they're playing bouncing babies and dip that baby penis down right into their mouth and suck it. And somehow this is good. The U.S. government even has websites on it. And these people are not going to jail for sex crimes. Okay? And then they get asylum in Israel. And we're going to go over all of this. But here's the thing. Donald Trump is now calling for the death penalty for anyone who speaks out against the Jewish faith. This is because Donald Trump converted to Judaism. You can all see images of him kissing the wall in Israel, right? Now, what does this mean for the average American? What does this mean for me, for you, for the neighbor down the street? We're all in the crosshairs. Because, why? If scratching a Tesla can land you on the terrorist watch list and give you imprisonment, long-term imprisonment. And if speaking your mind can get you executed, like Jews can say anything they want about Christians. In fact, they despise Christians in most cases. But if you say something about a Jewish person, that is now labeling you anti-Semitic, like it always has for some weird reason. But then you will be executed. Of course, here's the kicker. Not all Americans are created equal. Only the Jewish are protected. If you're black, right? If you're black, according to Trump, you know, people can call you the N-word all day long and they're never going to execute anyone over it. They don't give two shits about a black African American. They could give a motherfuck about a black American. Why and how do we know this? Because if they did, Trump would be calling for the execution of them too, right? And then it would just keep going down the chain and you see how this is going. And if you don't believe what you're hearing, you're going to hear the fucking clips because I'm going to play it, all right? So you fucking people living in a fucking dream world are going to hear Hitler himself, President Donald Trump, speaking about executing other Americans that speak out against Jews. Now, I mean, this is bizarre. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no rainbows, no unicorns, and no fucking sunshine today on the Shepherd Ambella Show. Guys, please support the show because literally not one person on YouTube or any podcast is going to tell you like I am. I'm just reporting reality. I'm reporting real news from real sources. Now we're going to go to a clip from Donald J. Trump from October 27th, 2018, talking about how he needs to bring back the death penalty and execute any American who any Jew deems anti-Semitic. Now, keep in mind, Jews have a lot of weird concepts about themselves and what's anti-Semitic and whatnot. You could merely say the word Israel and they can just say that motherfucker's anti-Semitic. And they do. And this is where the problem lies because they plan on incarcerating all Americans. Now, this is fucking crazy.
Semitic attack at its worst. The scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue. It must be confronted and condemned everywhere. It rears its very ugly head. We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate. That's what it is. Through the centuries.
Wait, I mean, but blacks haven't had it hard or whites haven't been called and abused by blacks in school and called white boy and this and that. I mean, where's this conversation for any other American? Why the Jews? Because the Jews are running the country. The Jewish mafia runs everything. They run the entertainment industry, Hollywood, the music industry. And we know that Donald Trump is an actor embedded in all of that. And now we see hordes of the Jews around Donald Trump in the White House. Listen to this clip. This is Donald J. Trump, your president.
The Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it. They've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction.
Okay, but like the blacks haven't? I mean, like, why the Jews?
We will seek their destruction.
He wants to destroy anti-Semites. Listen to this. You can't say anything. Listen, you can't say anything in America anymore. It's only one-sided. If you say something about the Jews, you know, it's bad news. Now, it gets real bad. Listen to this. He wants to kill you over it.
Now, when you have crimes like this, whether it's this one or another one on another group, we have to bring back the death penalty. They have to pay the ultimate price. They have to pay the ultimate price. They can't do this. They can't do this to our country. We must draw a line in the sand and say very strongly, never again.
Oh, really?
Tonight, everyone in this arena and every citizen across the land sends our prayers to the victims and their families. We all do. We also send our gratitude to the law enforcement officers who were incredible and who risked their lives and sustained very, very serious injuries during this horrible attack. We salute the heroes of American law enforcement. We always do. We always do.
Yes.
We know how much we appreciate them, and yet they're underappreciated. They have done such an incredible job for so long, and it's a tough job. We see it now. We see it now, maybe like we've never seen it before. And this is the time to renew the bonds of love and loyalty that hold us all together as Americans. These bonds have always sustained our nation in its hour of need. You know that. Everybody here knows that. And they are always more powerful than the forces of hatred and division, anger and evil. In America, we love our families, we love our neighbors, and we protect our community. We trust in God.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We protect the
freedom. No, let's listen to this again.
The forces of hate, that's what it is. Through the centuries, the Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it. We've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction.
He's talking domestically. Listen.
Now, when you have crimes like this, whether it's this one or another one on another group, we have to bring back the death penalty. They have to pay the ultimate price.
Okay, you heard it.
They have to pay.
When you have anti-Semitic crimes, which basically any Jew will label anyone anti-Semitic within like 4 seconds, because, you know, there's all these different factions of Jew and they all have their own little nuances. And, you know, imagine if you even were like Jewish trained in one faction and then you were like in a different state and you said the wrong thing and the other faction didn't like what you were saying. Well, then you would be anti-Semitic and you'd get killed. So Donald Trump plans to murder Americans. He wants to kill you if you're anti-Semitic. Why? Because he converted to Judaism. See, it's about, you know, this is the war on Christianity, the war on humanity, but most importantly, they're degrading the United States, turning it into nothing to where it will be totally diminished, and then the Jews will be completely protected, apparently. I mean, blacks get no protections, but according to this, like, just the Jews. Now, it's just like the Tesla thing. Just the Teslas. If you scratch just a Tesla, it's terrorism charges. Now, wake the fuck up. If you're not done with the whole motherfucker right now after hearing that, then you got fucking problems. All right? Because that is fucking crazy to even me. All right? That's crazy to even me. Now, let's listen to what this Jewish rabbi says about Hitler. He basically says Hitler was right, and the Jews destroyed the German economy with high interest loans.
If anyone ever read Mein Kampf from Hitler, Hitler tells the world why he hates Jews. He says the Jews created communism. Jews are taking advantage of you. And people said, how? He says the Jews are the ones that are in control of all of the banks that are lending you with high interest. And everybody said yes. Why? Because it was true. The Jews destroyed the economy in Germany by simply lending money with high interest. People that cannot meet this demand, the business is not growing as high as they thought it was going to grow, ended up closing down shop and saying, listen, I'm defaulting and declare bankruptcy. You have to start all over. 500 years before that in Spain, the same thing happened. 900 years in England, it happened. 1186. The Jewish people were doing really well financially. Primary business, lending money, ignoring the Torah rules. One day, the leader of the place goes on vacation. They're going to decide to start mass murdering Jewish people in the streets. Why? We're tired of paying you interest.
Do you see where this is going? This is what they're doing in America right now. It's all going in crazy places. Here's Charles Manson talking right here. We're going to play this.
You can't have peace on this earth unless you let Second World War die. You want to keep the Second World War going? You want to keep selling and buying Germans and dead Indians on TV every day? You know, that's got to stop. The Second World War's got to stop. And it's got to stop in the Jews. The Jews won't let the Second World War stop. They keep the Second World War going. They keep it going. They keep it going. They keep perpetuating it because they're making money. As soon as the Second World War was over, they never stopped the brainwash. The brainwash that they were selling the American public was making money. You see what I'm saying? They were making money. They're not going to stop making money. If the combination's there to make money, they're going to keep selling it. They'll sell it all the way till I'm in the cell with a guy named Milman, Jerry Milman. And he's got pictures of Hitler and Japanese and things all. I said, boy, Hitler must have been a hell of a guy. He said, Hitler was terrible. I hate him. I hate him. I said, why do you hate him? He said, I'm a Jew. I said, well, why do you enshrine this guy? Is he your daddy? And he looked up to his mother's fear. And his mother's fear was Hitler. Hitler was like his father figure. He loved Hitler, but he hated Hitler. He needed Hitler to hold him up. Because Hitler was holding his hate up. Because without his hate, he didn't exist.
All right, well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That was Charles Manson speaking out. Now, Times of Israel reported that Trump has converted to Judaism. We've all seen him kissing the wall. A lot of these Jewish people despise Christians. They despise the very beliefs that this country was founded on, the very principles that the country was founded on. And we can now see that by how this is all developing. Okay. You know, you speak out against the wrong type of person and it could get weird, right? So all of what I'm saying goes on. Now, these Jewish people do this ceremony where they put the baby penis. The rabbi puts the baby penis. There was a guy going around Florida putting all these baby penises in his mouth doing this ceremony. He did like 7,000 of these ceremonies. And then they tried to get him on child sex charges or something. But the Jews then go to Israel where where Jewish American pedophiles hide from justice. And they do that in Israel because Israel takes them back to hide them. It's like a known thing. And you can read articles on this on CBS News titled "How Jewish American Pedophiles Hide from Justice in Israel." This isn't me saying this. This is literally like the mainstream news. Everything I'm reporting is all mainstream news, but it's been suppressed and they don't want you to know this because these are the agendas going on behind the scenes. They plan to label every American anti-Semitic so that they can put you in prison or more than likely hang you or kill you, give you the death penalty. That is what Donald Trump is calling for. For those just tuning in, you don't believe it, we're going to play the clip.
To defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate. That's what it is. Through the centuries, the Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it. They've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction. Now, when you have crimes like this, whether it's this one or another one on another group, we have to bring back the death penalty. They have to pay the ultimate price. They have to pay the ultimate price. They can't do this. They can't do this to our country. We must draw a line.
All right, so death penalty, you heard it. If you are anti-Semitic or just any random Jewish person labels you anti-Semitic because you said Israel in the wrong tone, they're going to kill you. This is where they are headed. This is all real. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm one of the only people telling the truth, really diving into this, finding out what is really going on. So if you people want to play Team Trump and Team this and Team that, go play it somewhere fucking else, like on the Timcast show or something, because I don't play the left-right thing. I never have and never will. Sometimes I like to report news and it sounds like I'm pumping Trump or it sounds like this, but I mean, if they're doing good, they're doing good. If they're doing shit, they're doing shit. And this is shit. And America is shit. And it's complete shit because this is the shit that causes the shit. Shit. Know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Now, I messaged Kanye. I messaged Yee earlier. We're going to see
how do you have peace on
if he's going to come on.
You can't have peace on the show.
But he might wear his red KKK fit if he comes on, I've heard. I want to get him to explain some of this, not in code anymore, and just come right out and tell us about it, because he's speaking real cryptically. But why? Why even speak cryptically? Why is he scared of that death penalty? Did someone tell him? He said the other day in his last interview that he thought if he went to wear his black KKK fit out in the streets, that they would take him to a psych ward or something. This is America. You're allowed to, if you want to wear a fucking black KKK fit or a fucking blue one or a fucking purple dinosaur like Barney, so fucking be it, you know? I mean, these transgender people dress up in all sorts of fucking characters, and that's great, right? But Kanye, he can't put a fucking red KKK fit hood on and shit. And I mean, like, what the fuck? It's freedom of expression. He's an artist. It doesn't matter if he's a fucking artist or not. It's motherfucking America. Wake the motherfuck up, people. If your current president is going to give you terrorism charges for scratching a Tesla, but not a Ford, I mean, if they're going to give you that no matter what, it's fucked. If they're going to give you that over a Ford, well, then that's really fucked. And if you guys want to be fucking part of that, go ahead. Guys, please support the show. Dire need of support for the show. I'm trying to get phone lines hooked up. I went to one company yesterday and they wouldn't take my card. They knew that I was going to use it for call lines for this show, and they denied me the use of that system. I am being censored in every way possible. I'd like to get call lines. A lot of the other options are more expensive. I used to have call lines, but of course they cost $300 to $500 per month to run the real call lines. So I'm trying to get something ghetto set up. Skype's going away. You know, it's hard to do anything else. You know, I've tested all these different platforms. I really need to get the right thing going. All this stuff takes money. I like to do video. I mean, don't you guys want to see a video feed? Wouldn't you like to see Trump telling you he's going to kill you and hang you if you're deemed anti-Semitic? I mean, fuck, someone at work could be having a bad day and say that motherfucker's anti-Semitic, and then they'll just come get you and hang you. They don't give a fuck. I mean, this is where it is all headed. Ladies and gentlemen, get my book, Hidden Axis, Forces Beyond the Visible World, and find out what is coming down the pipe. Get the hardcover version. There's a special message to the future in there. The book is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon Books, and everywhere books are sold. It's rated 5 out of 5 stars, the best, highest rating possible for any book. It outdoes Hannity and Mark Levin's books and all them if you go by rating. So check it out. It's very good, and it's another way to support the broadcast. I have over $60,000 invested into that book and over 2 to 3 decades of knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be back later on. But, you know, again, there's these Jewish people coming out of tunnels in New York, coming out of sewer grates. They have shitty, shit-stained mattresses. And then several men arrested after a secret tunnel in Brooklyn synagogue. All this is going on in the news. But then they want to protect these people, and they want to not only imprison other Americans for like scratching only a Tesla brand car, but now they want to hang Americans. I'm the only one telling it to you like it is. Please support the show. All the links are in the description. I will be back on later, and we'll cover all the latest news and views. Shepherd Ambellus out.